It used to be the case that we could say for sure we will all die physically at a certain future date. I think with the passing years, maybe in a few years from now, given advances in biology, nanotechnology, some people argue that maybe some of those present now, not necessarily people in the lecture, will live for 200, 300 years, maybe indefinitely. But if we set this aside for now, we can say we used to think we all are going to die physically in 5 years, 10 years, 15 years, 3 minutes, we don't know. This is not what I mean by mortal. A mortal is someone who is dead even while alive. If we go to the Bible, to the episode of don't eat of the fruit of good and evil, which inaugurated mortality, I think it's very, very interesting how it's written. God says to Adam and Eve, don't eat of the fruit or you die. I mean, if you read it very, like, attentively. Because we have a tendency to think that God says, oh, I, at least before I developed these concepts, I used to not be attentive while reading it and sort of misread it as, don't eat of the fruit or you will die. This is not the statement. The statement is, don't eat of the fruit or you die. And so what happens is Adam eats of the fruit, and by eating the fruit, he dies. So after eating the fruit, Adam is alive and dead before he physically dies. Adam is immortal then. We are in that situation, irrespective of religious beliefs. We are like Adam after eating the fruit. He's alive, he's walking around, he's the creator on earth. But he's already dead. He's immortal. If we are mortals, then we are dead even as we are sitting in this room listening to this lecture. And what applies to the dead is applying to that sort of part version of us that is in the undeath realm with its own specific space, time, different manners of linking of thoughts. So I am giving a lecture now, and I am already dead somewhere else. I will die, possibly, physically, most probably, in a few years, but I'm already dead right now, while talking to you. So if one says two or three things I'm dying to tell you, it could mean I went to death in order to be able to tell you.
You define mortal.
Yes.
And you said not everybody is mortal at some point.
I said this.
You said that so.
Being mortal.
Yeah.
It may be that one day they will find a way for us to stop being mortals. It may be the case. But they will not stop us from being mortals by extending our life indefinitely. Because mortality is not just physical death at a future date. For instance, as long as I dream, I am immortal. They can extend my life for a million years. I'm still immortal, which means for these million years, I'm alive and I am dead.
أنا أريد أن أنت الشيئاً تكيد بقى في شغلة لاحظة أنه في a first step تتاخد بالanalysis اللي عندك is not always reasonable. بعد هاي دي أول first step it's a flawless analysis, بس مجبورين نصدق أول step, نصدق شيء وناخده at face value هذا مظبوط, بنكتشف بعدين انه it might make it might make sense. It's flawless. من هالستيب للآخر. بس هالفيرست ستيب أنا كواحد عم بقرأ شيء وعم بفكر ليه بدي يعني أنت بمحل هلا قلت إنه the 1000 nights is a great book فما في شيء عصدفة ما في شيء أنا بلي إنه it's a book written by someone.
This work in particular is a tricky one because it's like a collection written down over time by very different people. So
في يكون عنده لكون وفي يكون عنده أشياء منيحة وأشياء منيحة. يعني حتى الإنجيل في عندك عالم بيقولوا هذا المقطع مش مكتوب منيح.
How do they know?
It's هني how do they know إنه ما مكتوب منيح. It's a matter of opinion هون اللي بتصير إنه بلاحظ إنه في عدة styles بقلب ال Bible منو على uniform فكل واحد في أيات رأيي اللي قصدي هو إنه حتى Bible صارت قدرانين نحنا نطلع فوقها supposedly وعمات رأينا بشو مفروض يكون الله قال ليه هالقصة ألف ليلة وليلة we have to take it at face value and this is a great work it has to have sense لحتى ننطلق منه بقى this first step of faith rather than knowledge لننتقل من بعد هيدا in a flawless analysis that ما في شيء عندي سؤال عنه السؤال هو الأول step the vampires مثلا بكتابة yes
you say it works with faith for me it doesn't work with faith for me I'm really telling you, I am immortal, which means I am dead. Not here, but somewhere else, I am dead. I am seeing certain things. In Sufism, they say al-mushahada, al-zawq. So it's not abstract. I sit in my room, I come up with these things. No, it doesn't work. Okay. It means I am going through some things. I can opt as Jalal to Vik the living, not to care about that. Anyway, the one who is going through these things is not necessarily called Jalal to Vik. Again, we go back to Nietzsche, in his psychosis, in his dying before dying, in the letter in which he says, I today witnessed my funeral two times. It's not Jalal says Nietzsche died before dying. Nietzsche writes, I went to my funeral this morning. So Nietzsche in his letter says, I am Lesseps, I am Schombich. Every name in history is I. In death, I am saying the same thing. The version in me that is dead is saying, I am Lesseps, I am Nietzsche, I am Schombich, I am whoever in Lebanon. And I, the living, can say, what do I have to do with Lesseps? I don't know Lesseps. I can do that. But I don't do that. I don't do that. And I believe, if you listen well, not necessarily as a person, you can do it as a person through mysticism, maybe sometimes through psychedelic drugs, through meditation, or you can do it as an artist. So as an artist, you say, or a writer, you say, what kind of scene is this? Why am I writing this script? But this script is coming from somewhere. This scene is coming from somewhere. You saw something. Not you, the Lesseps has seen something, is sending you signals. And most often, we dismiss them. We don't listen to them. I write from what I saw. I in quotation marks. And when I do second editions, which I've done to three of my books, it's to get rid of any elements that were in the books that did not come from ذوق, tasting, أو مشاهدة, seeing something.
Do you think we can feel a relation بحيالة شغل, or it has to be a certain that you would regard as a great work. فيلة هذا الشيء حلت friends مثلا.
No, you
certain the connection.
No, you can't. No, you can't find in friends.
مش هل is it connected to quality or is it a relation that we can see and know?
But the quality is not the conventional quality, because oftentimes you can have a like mainstream kind of valuation of certain works. For instance, Gibran is considered in this country as a great writer. I think he's a mediocre writer. So I will never, Jalal Tufik, will never say, based on this line in Gibran, I'm going to push all the way with this idea.
Okay.
Never. And usually you cannot, unless you stick to conventional valuations of aesthetics. It's very difficult to know if something is very strong or not, unless, until you come up with that concept. Because when you come up with that concept, you go back and you find the rigor in the work. If the Bible had said, you will die, or if it had said, you die, and I didn't come up with my work on mortals, I wouldn't see the difference. I didn't see the difference.